B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. Let's go back to the phone line. Stevie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Steve.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's happening, my brother?
Not much. Yeah, I don't know why everybody's so uptight about Josh Harris. You know, I mean, you look at the Flyers, ever since Snyder's been gone, they get put in a way better position. We laugh at Jerry Jones all the time. And, you know, like the Flyers, they're owned by Comcast now. They're not sports minds. You know, let the business guys do the business. Let the basketball and football minds get in there and do their own thing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what, you know, that's his basic tenet, right? Like, I have a franchise, and I'm going to hire the best people I can to run that franchise.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Josh Harris, they tanked for a while, and now, look, he came out, I forget the number, but he is, you know, the franchise took a massive jump in their value.
Yeah. Huge
yeah,
jump.
Also, I mean, you got to throw Javon Kurse over that bogey guy or whatever.
Maxie Borgen?
Yeah.
So, Javon Kurse, unfortunately, Javon Kurse, I don't think was here long enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, cuz.
Good stuff, Stevie. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. We got to figure out the order of this, too. Let's go to Jordan in Delaware. Jordan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jordan!
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, my brother?
Not much. Be honest, have not called since Bresman blew the draft months ago. I've been in a great depression since seeing my man go to the Cowboys. But I wanted to call.
Wow. Isn't it amazing that he went?
I'm still not over it.
I
wake up every day and I think about it.
That's great.
But yeah, Josh Harris, I'll be honest. I'll be the first to say I despise that man. I hate everything about him, and I've wanted him to sell the team for years. And him looking by the Mets, just it rubs me the wrong way even further. You know, I look at him, and every year he's selling second-round draft picks that could be useful for a team looking to make a run so he can save money on his next vacation or to buy printer paper for other businesses or whatever it is.
I think that's harsh, my man. I got to tell you, I don't think it's I don't think he's been a frugal owner at all.
No, and I know, that's why I said I'm very biased. I hate everything about him. I wish they would have sold the team ever since they did the, you know, ever since they got rid of my man Hinkie. But yeah, I don't like it just for that reason. I just think he's a bad owner to begin with, and I want him gone. And then just a touch point on your Eagles list. I think somebody that people always forget is, he's probably not the greatest, but I think Sheldon Brown was one of our top players in our Eagles history. I think it's often overlooked.
I love Sheldon. I love him. I just don't think he's top 20.
I don't either. I put him there strictly for my how much I enjoyed him.
I'm a big fan of his, and he has one of the most memorable plays of all time, the Reggie Bush play.
Oh, yeah, when he blew up Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
But no, he's just consistency, and we haven't had a consistent corner. And you know, I mean, I'm 27 years old. I don't think we've had one since like 2009. And he's just one of those guys that I miss seeing. I wish we had a player like him. But no, I hear you. I wouldn't put him on my. I don't think I'd put him top 20 either. But
that's good stuff.
Just wanted to chime in.
No, I'm glad you did, Jordan. I love the fact that you're still holding on to that CD Lamb thing.
I'll never let it go.
Good.
I'll bring it with me to my grave.
Good. I applaud that. Listen, that's being a Philadelphia hardhead. That's great. That's what we're about. Sometimes it's all right to harbor something. Being a collar brace head, I told you about what that was the other day.
Yes. Yes. Do you have Troy Vincent on the list?
Yes.
Okay, there's one other name. So Pro Football Reference, you know how baseball has the war, wins above replacement. So for football,
Come on, dude, I can't do that.
For football,
I don't judge players by Pro Football Focus.
No, this is Pro Football Reference.
Okay.
No, this is the where you actually get real stats. Pro Football Focus is a joke.
Yeah, but how, you can't do,
I don't even go to that website.
You can't, yeah, but you can't do stats.
Right, I'm just going to give you another name
on defense
that wasn't on the list. I don't know him personally because I haven't seen him play.
All right.
So approximate value, whatever that is. Like, obviously, number one is Brian Dawkins, all-time Eagles. Donovan McNabb, number two. Sitting at number nine is a man by the name of Randy Logan.
Randy Logan, I don't think he's top 20, but...
played his entire career in Philadelphia.
You know what? You know what's funny? I don't know. I got to defer to that.
10 years.
Like, he's a 70s guy.
Yeah, 73 to 83.
Yeah, he was...
Had 23 picks.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe he should be there, Randy Logan.
So there, that could be your 20th.
Maybe he should be on there.
I'd never heard of Randy Logan, and my apologies. Maybe I should do more research.
Dude, this Maxie Balgan is, I hope I'm saying his name right. He's the best. He's the great. This guy, so VG just sent me his football card.
Okay.
And Maxie Balgan, first of all, he wears number 55, right?
Good number.
And he's a linebacker. He looks like he weighs about $175. And he's a redheaded kid with like a receding hair. He looks like, and he's got that face, that scrunched up face. He looks like he just came off of Second Street. Like he should have a beer in his hand. And he should be...
They probably did at halftime.
No, like at the parade. Like he looks like a... I love this dude. Maxie Balgan. He looks like he should be coming out of one of the clubhouses with a mummer's costume.
I got to look up some photos.
He's classic, Maxie. Classic. I never heard of him before, Maxie Balgan. Randy Logan. I guess that's pretty good. Johnny Sauer in the text board goes Bill Bradley. That's another one of that from that era. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. He was with Bergie and all them, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. There was a guy, Carl Hairston, who was a defensive end, who I remember was pretty good. And maybe he should be. Carl Hairston was a sack guy. Maybe he should be a top 20 guy.
Is Byron Maxwell on the list?
No.
Brandon Boykin?
No.
Oh, man. 7 interceptions 1 year.
How about who's the dude that went to the Patriots? Patrick Chung.
Patrick Chung got in some trouble.
Let's go to Brenton in New Cumberland. Brenton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Brenton?
First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. I usually call in and talk to Mike, but I'm trying to get both of you guys today.
Thanks.
While I was on hold, I'm not going to lie, all the intelligent names that I had to make a top 20 list were all snapped up by other intelligent Birds fans, so I'm going to have to go the other route and kind of just get a couple laughs out.
Who are the guys that you wanted on the top 20?
Sheldon Brown and Rito Shepard, Trent Cole was like, I was like thinking about jerseys I had in my closet.
Yeah,
I got a Trent Cole jersey, so like definitely go that route. But remember, if you're going off just pedigree overall, like it's sad for like Eagles linebackers. Like after Trotter, it's like you'd have to go maybe legitimately like D'Amico Ryans. How crazy!
Yeah,
is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, and he was a great player, but he was a better player elsewhere.
Exactly.
Than here. Yeah, no. And their linebackers. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's been 20 years since. I mean, other than Trot. I mean, think of it. Has anybody been any good?
I mean, Chip Kelly, fuck Kiko Alonso.
Kiko Alonso, that's awesome.
That's
Shaquico, Shaquico.
Yeah. Anyhow, thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it, buddy. Shaquico. Did you really say Bradham?
Well, he's saying since Trot, guys that were
Bradham?
Even Bradham's okay. He was okay.
He's not good.
I'm not saying he's the top 20 Eagle of all time. I'm just saying he was all right.
Oh, it's Bradham.
He wasn't bad. He was not bad.
He's not good.
I'm not saying he's...
I mean, he's the definition of, okay. Okay.
He's a little more than okay.
No,
I'm not saying
he's
great.
He's not good.
I mean, he's not Kiko Alonso.
Yeah, Kiko Alonso's bad.
Yeah.
Kiko Alonso stinks.
He's better than Joe Walker. Seventh round pick.
Joe Walker stinks. I agree with you. But that doesn't mean make Bradham good. Because Joe Walker stinks.
Yes, it's true.
Come on now. He was horrible.
He had some horrible games.
Horrible games.
Unvaluing Bradham a little bit.
Overall, he's okay.
Yeah, he's all right. Since Trot, it's D'Amico Ryan's one and then Bradham two.
No, I won't accept that.
The linebacker position has been putrid.
You're going to tell me
it can't be Stuart Bradley? He didn't play enough.
He's way better than Nigel Bradham. Stu Bradley.
He barely played.
What are you talking about? How many games? What's the difference? Look it up before you tell me that there was that big a difference. Come on, that's crazy.
Yo, Kendricks or Bradham?
Kendricks. Angry Bird had a couple good years. Oh my God, are you serious? You know what? Because you got now on the brain. You got to look back a little bit. Remember how they were. You got to tell me. Come on, dude. Bradham? I got news for you. I go Jordan Hicks over Bradham.
Okay. If he could stay on the field. Jordan Hicks, I mean, he was very good with Arizona last year.
He was. Good player.
Yeah, very good with Arizona.
Jordan Hicks, good player. I go D'Amico. I go, you count Connor as an end or you count him as a rush?
That depends. Whose scheme was he in? I was more DN, but I mean, you
but remember,
go either way.
Billy Davis ran the 3-4.
Right.
Right, so... All right, so let's go true linebacker.
Okay.
For argument's sake. Jamar Chase.
Exactly.
Jamar Chaney.
Right.
Brian Roll. Akeem Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's horrible. That's 2011. Before that, Ernie Sims. Remember him from the Lions?
God. I like Henry Sims better.
Moises. Foku.
Oh my God. He drafted him.
That's what Natalie's having for dinner tonight. Moises Foku. How about, Gokong. He was the same thing like that. Carlos Simmons was.
I like Carlos Simmons, but that was way back, right?
Well, I mean.
He's part of the TO trade.
Yeah.
That was like four.
How about OG? Omar Gaither.
I liked Omar Gaither.
He was friends with Mr. Tony.
Oh, yeah?
OG and Mr. Tony were thick as thieves. All right, we got to take a quick TO. We'll come back. Your calls and the playback is coming up. We celebrate Reggie White today. Hello, Nat.
Hello, Ant.
What are you doing?
What'd you say?
What are you doing? What are you up to?
Just hanging out.
You partying at all? You going out anywhere?
You got to turn off your mic so you can hear it.
I did.
No? Well, what are you doing?
No, not really. Kind of went to the beach.
All right.
She got to put on her headphones.
I don't have my headphones on.
Oh, all right. All right. Go ahead. Take it away.
Next break.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Cause Radio with the Chunis. Hanging out with you. Did you find out what game was on Sunday?
No, I found a schedule of games that they're showing.
Yeah.
But the article I found ended May 1st, so I guess they thought the pandemic would be done.
Okay.
Who are they kidding?
Well, let me show more respect to that Maxi Bond, man. God bless him. He's a cool guy. Maxi, yeah. He got, I didn't know this. What am I, geez, I don't know where I've been. My Maxi Bond knowledge is, I should know more about him.
You call yourself a
He was inducted into the Eagles HOF with B. West.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he come out. Here it is, a picture. He's cool, man. He comes out. He's wearing his 55 jersey. He's walking out with B. West looking slick with his hat.
He got the hat, yep.
Right? That's cool. Maxi.
Our apologies.
We got to put Maxi. I got to change the list.
He's on the top 20. Right behind Nigel Bradham.
Give
me a look.
It's Nigel Bradham love. Where's it?
Do I love?
What's that? You know what? Here's my beef with Bradham. I thought he was going to be better than what he turned out to be.
Part of it was he played for Schwartz before, right? So we're like, all right, you know, he comes over here.
No, because I've seen him play well. But I've seen other games where he can't tackle. Like, some days he just doesn't tackle. Like, some games he plays, I go, you know, I like Bradham a lot. Yeah. I think he can play. He's terribly inconsistent. All right, let's go to the playback. Here's a guy who was not inconsistent. We celebrate 92 days from the NFL season. We celebrate Reggie White for our playback. What is this music? It's classic.
Hit and run, NFL films.
I love it.
This game is awesome, by the way.
Oh, this is great.
I thought it was just a Reggie White game. No, this is just a great game, period.
This is going to be fun. We throw back today to November 30th. 1986.
Wedding anniversary, November 30th.
Oh, wow.
Just many years before.
Wow. Let's go to the LA Memorial Coliseum, a 4 o'clock kickoff. Gary Bender and Hank Stram on the call. By the way, Gary Bender's good. I'm a fan of Gary Bender.
I am, as of today, when I found out who he was.
All right, let's start with a quick introduction on the quarterback of the Raiders and some of the key players of the Eagles defense which includes Reggie.
The Raiders directed by the 38-year veteran Jim Plunkett, who in 5 days will be 39, the oldest quarterback in the NFL. And this is what he will face defensively. Reggie White, he is a force in the league at that defensive end spot. The linebacking Gary Cobb, who played here in the Coliseum for the Trojans of USC. And Roynell Young, in the estimation of Buddy Ryan, the best he's been around in his years in the NFL. He's been playing superbly.
Wow, we forgot Roynell Young. That's awesome. Thank you, Gary Bender. Just helped us out. G. Cobb. How about G. Cobb get some love?
How about that?
Eagles, that's pretty cool, man.
Yes.
Eagles defense forces a 3-and-out. So let's go to the Eagles' first possession. It wasn't good. Listen as they talk about a young, inexperienced offensive line. Oh, they were horrible.
Let's look at the rest of this Eagle offense. We mentioned Darwin. He's a rookie. Baker is the only veteran up front, the only guy that started every game in an offensive line spot. Down 10 for the Eagles. Cunningham, the blitz. He is buried. That's Jeff Barnes, 56. And that is the lack of protection security, Coach, you were talking about.
That's right. And that time, Howie Long was lined up on the nose of the center. And they think they can do some business against Darwin, their center. And he got good penetration, too, talking about Howie Long, number 75.
Wow. How about these bust-out names? Howie Long on the Raiders. Now it's time for Eagles to punt. And time for the Raiders to take the lead.
Colt Walker will go back to receive the punt from John Kelchick. Walker, who for so many years did an outstanding job for Don Shula and the Miami Dolphins, got an exceptionally high kick. To the 30-yard line comes Walker. 35, 40, 45, 50. He's to the 40 of the Eagles. He may go all the way. Colt Walker, who last year led the NFL in punt return yardage, just went 70 yards with that one.
Wow. How about that? Fulton Walker. Man, that team was terrible. The Eagles team. Jeez. We're going to highlight Reggie White in this game soon. But before his sack, let's go back to G. Cobb, baby. G. Cobb makes a nice play on defense. And then we get some big-time analysis from the broadcast crew.
Second down 10 now for Los Angeles.
And Reggie White is playing on the nose of the center to kind of fortify that inside and take care of Mosbar. And they do a good job that time. No real estate on the play.
No real estate because Gary Kopp, 50, was there, stands him up, drives him back. Kopp playing very well for this Philadelphia team. He was the Sports Illustrated Defensive Player of the Week for his play against Atlanta earlier this year. In that game, he had 4 sacks. Looking at his arms, Hank, as use one of your expressions, looks like he has helium in those arms.
Yeah, either that or he looks like his legs are hanging out of his sleeves.
What?
Why, it's so corny.
Come on, guys. We have it
he
so
looks
good
like
now.
He's got some helium in those arms.
We have it so good now.
Are they legs coming out of those arms? That's great. What? However, interesting what Buddy did there. Did you hear? Forget about the stuff.
Lined up Reggie at the nose tackle.
Yeah, man. Reggie usually an end. He lined him right over center, and that allowed the penetration by G. Cobb. It's good defense by the. Well, one thing Buddy Ryan can do is coach defense now.
Fake football guy alert.
I did that on purpose. On the very next play, Reggie gets his first sack of the day. Listen.
Third down now. 10 yards to go. Plunkett's going to go down. Good pressure put on. And they're going to be blown dead, the ball getting loose at the 30-yard line. That was Reggie White, the man that the Raiders were so concerned about. White with 8 sacks coming into this game. You know, they talk about Howie Long. They think this is the next Howie Long in Reggie White season. So it brings up a fourth down.
Wow. How about that? All right. Eagles on offense, another third and long. Poor Randall. Listen, he gets sacked for the second time in the game. And remember, this is week 13, November 30th. Listen to how many times Randall got sacked so far.
Third down now, 10 yards to go. 2 wideouts to the near side. Jackson along with Mike Quick. That's Quick 82 in motion. Cunningham's in trouble, and he knew it. Howie Long was there. Also getting there was Stacy Turan, the strong safety. That's the second sack now by the Raiders. Sacked 46 times coming into this game, and he kind of expected that one, didn't he? Kind of curled up in the fetal position before they got there. You get sacked that many times, it has an impact on you.
Wow. That's outrageous, dude. In this game alone, Randall Cunningham, you ready? Was sacked 11 times. Dude, he was sacked 11 times.
Just sue the Eagles. This game alone, he should sue Buddy Ryan and the Eagles.
That's unbelievable.
11 times in one game?
11 times. That's outrageous.
They should start throwing flags just because he's getting sacked.
Oh, my God. Now, Burns back on defense. Here's Reggie again getting to that Plunkett, forcing him to make a bad throw. And if Seth holds on the ball, it's a pick 6.
Second down now. Plunkett scrambling up, and that one was almost 6 points. Seth Joyner, number 59, the rookie out of the University of Texas, El Paso, And he had an easy six if he could have held on. There was nobody between him and the goal line.
Look at the pressure. Look at Clark, number 71, trying to get in there. They get pressure from the outside. He tosses the ball in the process, and Joyner was right there. Good anticipation, except he didn't catch the ball.
Holy moly. Is that crazy or what? I still can't get over it. He was sacked 11 times. That's unbelievable.
In one game. Not in a span of four games. In one game.
Jim Plunkett. He once beat the Eagles. He was the quarterback when the Eagles lost to the Raiders in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
He had like the kind of face that resembled a pig.
Oh, really?
Yes, he had the pig face. So I have a pig head, so he's got the, but he had the pig face.
Big snout.
Like the, yeah, he had the nose. That look, listen, people look like animals all the time. Like, you know, it reminds me of Plunkett had the snout with the red face. Oh, that's great. There was a movie, dude, where a guy, oh, what was the name of this movie? He had a pig nose. And he, from cocaine, or doing something, drugs or whatever, and his nose got all amazing. And so he had a pig nose.
Huh.
It was just, it was one of these crazy movies that I watched.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Anyway, Eagles back on offense.
That's a 3 a.m. movie.
Yes. Oh, my God. Who was in this movie? It was, The Sultan of the Sea, I believe, was the name of the movie. Eagles back on offense. Randall's got about like 2 seconds to drop back and throw. Somehow, he's able to stay alive and find Mike Quick.
Now they got bump and run again. See, they got to keep both backs in and a tight end and make sure they have security.
And he hammed with a little there security, he and he's got it over the top. Mike Quick has got it. Quick to the five. He is going to take it in, but there's a penalty play.
Howie Long, number 75, was offside on the play. Number 75, Howie Long.
Mike Quick, the big play performer who led the NFC in receiving yardage a year ago, just latched onto one for 62 yards.
Defense is in the neutral zone. The penalty will be declined. It's a touchdown.
Wow. Mike Quick was a great player, man. All right, earlier, Raiders were able to score on a punt return. Eagles forced a 3-and-out on the Raiders' next possession, and it's time for the Eagles' special teams to make a big play.
Nerdy doesn't have great speed. He doesn't have 4-4 speed, but he's got 4-4 hands. He touches the ball really well.
Former Penn State standout who played on that national championship team. Up to the 30. Leads his way to the 35. 40, look out. Here he goes. There's nobody that can catch him. Garrity is going to take it all the way for the touchdown, 76 yards.
You know what's great about him? He's got great eyes. I started to touch on that. He doesn't have blazing speed. He's got quickness. He's got great hands and good eyes. And that time he ran right through the revolving door and came out the other end and went all the way for the touchdown.
Wow. How about that, Junis? This is a game where Reggie had 4 sacks. But this is actually a really entertaining game. So while we're celebrating Reggie White for the playback, the game was amazing. Let's jump to the third quarter. Eagles up 13-10. They had missed the extra point after the second touchdown. Raiders get a field goal late in the first half. But here, Raiders on offense, and Plunkett finds that Jesse Hester, not Devon Hester, Jesse Hester.
Plunkett on a play action. Lots of time. Freezes those linebackers. Hester, touchdown. Jesse Hester with the touchdown catch of 49 yards.
Look, they have a play action fake. It's not a very good one. It's a crossing pattern. And Hester comes all the way across from the left side, right down the middle. Licks Evan Cooper, number 21. Makes the catch right over the shoulder. And a beautiful throw by Jim Plunkett. The key being security. He had plenty of time to throw the ball and get it where he had to throw it. And again, it's one of those airplane plays. He's fast. He's lightning. And he got behind Cooper and made the catch.
Love those airplane plays.
Yeah.
Just the Y route when you have airplane plays.
Let's go to Raiders back on offense. Eagles defensive front now starts to flex. Back-to-back plays, Reggie and Clyde. Take a listen.
They think he's going to be a great prospect, but he has to go through training camp and go through the process before he's going to be ready to play.
Here is Plunkett being sacked. That's the third, and Reggie White was there, number 92. There was no flag on that last play. They picked it up. Third down now, 16 yards to go. Plunkett from the five. Pressure coming, and Greg Brown spins him around. Check that. Clyde Simmons, number 96, spins him around and drops him. He is a rookie out of Western Carolina.
Wow. They were dominating, weren't they? Sheesh. All right. Late in the third quarter. Actually, let's go back because the Eagles get good field position, and they're able to drive to the Raiders' five-yard line, second and goal. Randall, take a listen to the genius of Randall Cunningham.
Second down and goal from the five. Cunningham looking for some help, and he throws it, and the catch is made for the touchdown by Mike Quick.
Did you see the way he threw that ball?
Did you see how Quick came to the football, too?
Yeah, but to watch the way he spread out, going to his left, look at this. Look at this. He's back in the pocket, looking to the right. Now he goes back. Look at where his feet are. They're parallel. He throws the ball across the field like a frozen rope. Mike Haynes is covering on the play, and it's tough to beat him. And in spite of that, Quick made the catch, and they have another touchdown.
All right, Eagles take a 2017 lead on the very first play of the Raiders' next drive. Plunkett gets hit by Reggie again. However, he gets the throw off. Back to Hester, this time for 80.
Plunkett with some pressure, hit from the backside. Wide open is Hester. Touchdown. 80 yards.
Watch again. Good pass protection this time. He throws the ball. He gets hit right about the time by Reggie White. He gets rid of the football, but look at this. Right down the middle. Nobody close. I don't know what happened on the coverage that time, Gary. The one thing about the Eagles, they gamble an awful lot, and a lot of times they have man-for-man coverage without anybody in the hole to protect that wide. That time, there was nobody to help in the middle, and as a result, he outran everybody. The ball was right on the money. Touchdown, the Raiders.
All right. Well, Raiders go back. This was a fun game. Late in the third quarter, Eagles back on defense. Reggie, sack number three.
Second down, seven. He's in trouble. And they're going to get it in the grass. He just could not shake loose from Reggie White. Five sacks for the Eagles. And Reggie White has been tenacious, like a bulldog in there.
You can't say enough nice things about the way he's played this afternoon and all season long. You're talking about a big, gregarious guy who loves to play and loves to rush. He's intimidating as can be, and really has tremendous rushing ability. Great talent. And he plays a run well, too.
A licensed minister. They called him the Minister of Defense when he played at Tennessee. And you mentioned how he does those imitations. As you said, a very, very great guy to be around and to visit with.
That's right. Reggie. Today's Reggie Day on the show. Eagles now on offense. Still down 24-20. They're able to put together another drive, and it's Randall back to Mike Quick. Holy moly, man, three times today. Take a listen.
19-yard pickup. Quick now, seven catches, 135 yards.
Well, now they got bump and run on both sides of the ball. Let's see if they go up on top for a play. Rolling again this time.
Rolling.
There it is.
In the end zone. Touchdown, Quick.
There it is. On top. Big play.
Quick with his third touchdown catch of the day.
Dude, how good was Mike Quick? How good was Randall? Was his game? It's amazing. It's a good team, the Raiders.
They also got sacked 11 times.
I know. Imagine if he had a line.
Yes.
raiders offense stalled the fourth quarter. They got nothing done. Eagles offense is killing time, but under 2 minutes left, Raiders still have two timeouts. Eagles decide to throw the ball. All right, under 2 minutes left. What are you, nuts?
What?
It was coat tight. What? There's under 2 minutes to go. He throws the ball. And you know what? Riedel gets picked. Listen.
Eagles have it at their own 49. I'm Gary Bender along with Hank Stram as Cunningham will step up almost like a quarterback draw. Now throws it, and it's intercepted. It's picked up by Lester Hayes. Hank, the first question is, why throw that football?
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. Lester Hayes, dude. You know what he was known for?
The pine tar, right?
Stick'em.
Yeah, yep. Stick'em. Sorry.
Stick'em.
Wrong sport.
Lester, the interceptor.
Had all over him.
Yeah. Yeah. Raiders tie with a field goal, so now we're in overtime. Both teams failed to score on their first two possessions of overtime. Raiders try in overtime, third try in overtime on second down. Reggie, sack number four.
Started his day in a bright, sunshiny afternoon. It's dark down, the lights are on, and we still haven't decided the issue. Plunkett in trouble. There's Reggie White, number 92 there first. Six sacks in the game by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Watch Reggie White, number 92, coming in the inside. And look at Gary Cobb blitzing on the outside, and the pocket caves in, and it's all over for Jim Plunkett.
That also does, Hank, is it stops any kind of a field goal attempt right now.
That's right. Kicks him right out of the range for the field goal.
All right. Well, on the very next play, Raiders get back in the field goal range. First and 10 from the Eagles' 20. Now, why wouldn't they just kick a field goal and win it? But the Eagles' defense changes the game.
Is Doki Williams. Williams is back there. They throw a block on him. Waters to the 10, to the 5, to the 4. Unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you something. You never saw a greater individual effort than you saw that time by Doki Williams, number 85, coming all over from the right side of the field, chased him all over to the left side, got a block, and in spite of that, still saved a would-be touchdown.
That's an 81-yard return on the fumble.
Doki Williams, Junis.
Who?
That's a great name, Doki.
It's a great name.
Okie Doki Williams, man. Doki Williams. Wow. So here's my question. The Raiders have first and 10 to 20. Why are you trying to kick a field goal to win the game?
Maybe they don't trust their kicker, I guess.
So here's my other question. The Eagles now have the ball at the 4-yard line of Oakland.
Yep.
Why are you running a play? Somehow, the Eagles run a play. Randall's in for the touchdown. Take a listen.
And trying to take it in. And no indication. Touchdown.
For the touchdown.
They have a touchdown, and the Eagles have won it in overtime.
So the Eagles win 33-27.
It's a great, weird game.
What a great game. But let me ask you a question. This was 1986, not the year of Maxie Ball, right. 1966. Right. 1986, they didn't figure out math. This isn't analytics. This is like, they're inside 2 minutes. Why is he throwing the ball?
That's a very good question. On second down, too, it wasn't third and long.
And you're playing in overtime. Why are you kicking a field goal? Both teams.
Yep.
Like, why would you run Randall Cunningham with that offensive line?
After he got sacked 11 times.
He got sacked 11 times. Why would you kick a field goal? That sport's that archaic. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be generational or mean or anything like that. But I'm sorry. The sport is, it's just not correct back then. All right. Like that.
Here I am. I have my headphones this time.
That's good.
Yes.
Matt.
Like a good radio person does.
Yeah. How's the fish town?
It's okay. Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's coming together.
Any outdoor joints? Everybody going outdoor?
So it was really nice. I drove down Frankfurt Ave on Sunday, and people were kind of starting to hang out outside a little bit. The bars are making it work. They all have, like, windows installed, so you can go up, and then you can hang out. So it'll be nice. I mean, I miss, you know, just being able to go out in the neighborhood and, you know, even just going to get my favorite cup of coffee. But no, it's coming together, and I feel like the life is it's coming back to life a little. Good. It's all boarded up right now, but hopefully soon.
All right. Good stuff. All right, you take it away with the trending. Thank you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My whole world is rocked right now. My whole world's off kilter. I'll explain in a moment, but I don't think I could actually look at ever again at the past. Really? First of all, the playback, Andrew, was fantastic.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
It was awesome. And it was highly entertaining. It was brought to you by
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
All right, let me get to this. Ty, thanks for sticking in here for me.
Nah, no problem.
Because you and I were talking during a break. So we play this playback. Now, I watch the playback, and I go, there are so many things wrong strategically with how they played that game in 1986. Now, this is not, 1986 is not that long ago. I mean, it's over 30 years.
But Montana's in the league. Jerry Rice is in the league.
Right, like these names are like legendary. Like, it's not Sammy Bourne, or not Sammy Bourne, whatever they are, Maxie Bourne, and these dudes, you know, like, this is like the 1986, man. It's after the year after the Chicago Bears defense and, you know, the Bears, all that stuff.
Yeah, Marino's in the league, like Hall of Fame, all timers all around.
It's 30 years ago, but it doesn't seem like it's another like time period, like the Mesozoic era of the football. And Tyrone, why in the world would you not kick a field goal? Why would you risk that, those on both sides?
Randall throwing the pick. Why is he, like you said, why is he even throwing the ball? You would just, with that amount of time left on the clock, you hand off and call it good.
Yeah, you could make him use the time. Like,
right.
You're inside the 2-minute warning. They got two timeouts.
So you definitely hand off there, make them use it. And if they get it back, they have no timeouts left.
Right, like,
and got to go the length of the field.
What you got to do is do the math.
Right. And this isn't hard. That's not next level analytics.
No. And why, if you got first down to 20 and field goal wins in overtime, why aren't you kicking the field goal?
You're inside of 40. You're inside of 40 yards. And you can set it up in the middle of the field. Like, if you're worried about left, right hash, you find all that out. Left hash, right hash, middle of the field. What do you want? We'll get it there. We'll kick it and we'll go home.
Oh, my God. And then the Eagles, they have the worst offensive line in the history of football, right?
Yep.
Randall Cunningham was sacked 11 times. Oh, my God. And it's overtime and you're at the goal line. What are you doing? First of all, Andre Waters returns the interception to the 4, right?
Yeah.
You got to kick it right then and there.
Right there.
But they run plays.
You run multiple plays. And the only thing you do is, if it's too close, like they do in the modern time, they'll do the kneel down on the left or the right hash or the middle.
Exactly.
Once again, and then you just call, then you go home.
Well, wait, and they take the ball to 4 instead. They run two plays. And then they risk Randall on a sneak. It wasn't even a sneak. It was like him dancing around.
A fumble can happen. Who knows what could happen?
Why am I world's rocked? Tyrone, my world's rocked. They didn't know. It was prehistoric. Nothing. I'm starting to believe that nothing before the 2000 was any good. That these guys were clueless.
You know.
And then go ahead, bring up what you brought up.
Well, everybody watched The Last Dance. Everybody watched it. And yeah. You talked about Jordan having the greatest final minute in perhaps in sports history.
Right.
But a bunch of it shouldn't have happened. So the dribble drive, they're down, they're losing, they're down in the game, so the Jazz are up three. Jordan's on inside the three-point line on a dribble drive, and somehow they let him get all the way to the cup and don't foul Dennis Rodman, who was at best 50%, under 50% from the foul.
Yes.
How? That moment, you can't let that moment happen.
No.
You get what I'm saying? Like, great dribble drive, but how's he allowed to do it?
Right.
Then the steal is all him. Like,
yeah.
Great job. You Malone wasn't looking for him. You get the steal. Nothing takes him. But then you don't double him. You don't do anything.
Right,
he saunters to the exact spot he wants and makes the game-winning shot. No double team. No ball denial.
Now Russell's by a hunt. It's hung out. Forget, like, people go push-off. I didn't think it was a push-off, but whatever. There's nobody else helping. It's Michael Jordan. It's the last second of his game. How in the world do you let Michael Jordan have the ball in that spot? They don't deny the ball to him. They let him get the ball.
And it's easy to figure out who you help off of. You help off of Rodman. It's obvious. Rodman, offensively, in today's game, I'm not you would sub offense for defense in those kind of situations. In fact, in a modern game, you might call timeout to get him up out of the game because it'd be so obvious in the modern time, okay, they're not going to guard him. Mike's going to definitely be doubled. I need to draw up a play.
Oh, my God.
And they don't leave him. Karl Malone is still guarding Rodman. Meanwhile, Jordan goes to the exact spot he wants and takes push-off or not. It's one half dribble move and a clean look. He didn't even have to cross the guy over. It's like one half dribble, step to the side, jump shot, boom.
Now, I'm starting to question my whole life of sports fandom.
And the late, great Jerry Sloan's in the Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Famer. And he didn't do... I remember thinking about it like that, but you're right. When you put all the pieces together, how in the world can that happen?
It would in today. Imagine that's LeBron, right? He's coming down three against the Lakers, and there's a Rodman-like player on the Lakers. There's just no way LeBron gets all the way to the cup one on one, gets a steal, and then gets a clean look without a single double team and a single foul in any possession. It just wouldn't happen.
No.
Up three. Remember, in that scenario, Jordan's down three with the ball. Not leading.
No, he's down three.
Down three.
No.
So worst case, if you foul Rodman is, and that rule at the time, you would have been able to foul him. It wasn't one of those away from the ball fouls. Worst case, the Jazz are up one. Most likely, they're still up two or three with the ball. And instead, they let Jordan get to the cup one on one.
That's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Hall of Fame. Like, he was in his time, a great coach.
And even when you go back, I start to think back now, they didn't play defense correctly. Like, it wasn't correct.
No.
Like, where's the doubles?
Where's the double?
Where's the strategic element? Oh, my God. Was the whole thing a fraud? I mean, why in the world would you coach? Go back to the NFL. Were they just dumb? Did they just not realize? Like, why would you throw the football in that spot?
And stubborn. And you deal with a lot more head coaches than I have. You know how stubborn they are. Even the bad ones. How stubborn they are. They all think they've invented the game. None of them have the ability to have any kind of liquid thought.
No.
You know, it doesn't flow. They've decided it's stone thought. And the great ones, like a Belichick, fine. But there's Kotite thought he was a genius.
Yeah.
Kotite. So
no,
Kelly thought he was a genius in the NFL. He was smarter than everybody. Spurrier thought he was smarter than everybody. Yeah, I think that some of it's dumb and some of it's just stubborn.
Wow, man. Was the whole thing just, you know, I don't know. I'm starting to, like, question my whole fandom over the years. Like, it was just prehistoric. Anything before 2000?
I hate to say it.
I'm not saying it's not entertaining, because it was, like, highly entertaining. But as far as what it means, like, does it mean anything? Like,
you're just playing the Reggie White game and all those sacks that he had. I bet you if you look at it, look at how many times he was actually doubled. And then did they shorten up the steps? Are you still doing five-step drops with a guy kicking your left tackle foot? I bet you they didn't make those adjustments. Right. You're not going to get all those sacks today, not because the defensive ends now aren't great. No
disrespect. You're not going to expose the quarterback, hold the ball that long.
Right. All of a sudden, it's two and three-step drops, quick out of the hand, and definitely a double team every time on that guy.
Exactly. So let's take Randall gets sacked 11 times in that game.
How's that? How do you let that happen? How do you let that happen? Adjust something.
Right. At the very least, you go, hey, Randall, boom, boom, ball out.
Right.
Like, you don't have to. That's not like Sid Gilman and the brilliant genius. It's, dude, one, two, three, balls out.
And you have to do that because he can't block for you.
Right. And it's like, look at Mike Quick. If Mike Quick's not open, look at your tight end, Keith Jackson. He's not open, throw the ball away.
1-2 bang. Yep. That's what you do. You don't let a guy get all
11. You're not going through all your reads. You got sacked 11 times. How can he get sacked 11 times? If this whole thing's crazy, this whole thing's a fraud.
I hate to say, you're ruining my life. It was a fraud. There's no way that happen. 11? Come on, Andrew. 11 sacks? All right, Andrew, you're younger. When's the last time you remember a team get 11 sacks?
I don't.
11 sacks on one quarterback, and the team's still passing.
I'm seriously questioning everything I watch.
Like, put a running back there to help out a little bit. Something. Yeah, some sort of chip block, something.
Like, were they that? All these guys, geniuses and pioneers of the game, they were just dopes. What?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.